During October, the first month the new federal health exchange operated, fewer than 27,000 Americans enrolled in private insurance on the exchange. The number was substantially short of President Obama's target of 500,000. Thousands of Wisconsin people must enroll within the next month because they're going to lose their existing coverage in January. One factor dragging down the numbers is the troubled exchange website. 36 states are using it, including Wisconsin, because they did not create their own. WUWM's Aaron Toner visited an enrollment fair this week in Milwaukee and witnessed problems.
For 5 hours, people streamed in and out of the Wisconsin Jobs Now office on Milwaukee's Near North Side. They came looking for health insurance.
Sign in for me, please.
All right. Where do I go from here?
Just inside the door, attendees had to answer questions such as, do they work? How much money do they make? Do they have dependents? The answers determined whether they're eligible for Medicaid, called Badger Care in Wisconsin, or if they belong in the new healthcare marketplace.
Do you make less than $950?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm going to do is sign you up, and we will call you.
As people waited to meet with counselors, they chatted with reps from health insurance companies and snacked on popcorn. Damian and Althea Peters took advantage of free blood pressure checks. They both work, but say the health insurance their jobs offer is too expensive.
It's like $400-something a month, but it's $200-something a pay period.
Yeah, and mine is $5 a month as far as the premiums, and then as far as the deductible is like $5,000.
So you're really searching for a better option, a more affordable plan.
Yeah, looking for it, yeah.
Do you either have you have any health issues?
I have high blood pressure. So.
I'm going to share any of your information. Anything that you tell me is going to be completely private and confidential.
Right.
I'm also
in a quiet office nearby, Maureen Dunn is helping 62-year-old Dennis Love apply for coverage in the new federal exchange. Dunn is a certified assistance counselor with the group Wisconsin Jobs Now.
So normally we would be doing this on the healthcare.gov website, but it just went down. So what we're going to do is just do the phone application process instead, but I just want to ask you a few questions beforehand.
Love answers that he works as an executive chef at a hotel, but he hasn't had health insurance for at least 10 years. Dunn then dials the 1-800 number, and it also frustrates.
What state do you live in?
Wisconsin.
What was that? Please tell me the state you're calling about.
Wisconsin.
I still didn't understand. To connect you to the...
Once Wisconsin computes, the operator records Love's address, marital status, and Social Security number. Then the obvious question.
Do you need health coverage?
Yes, I do.
The series of questions and answers takes about a half hour and culminates with legalese about being truthful and appealing the results. While Love waits for confirmation, he tells me he's had to rely on free clinics and one time last year, the emergency room for medical care.
I had a heavy feeling in my chest and they thought I was having a heart attack, but I had to stay in the hospital 14 days.
What was the bill for that?
It was big. I want to say around $14,000, $15,000.
You just can't pay it.
Right.
The operator comes back and tells Love his application is complete and he'll get the results about what benefits he's eligible for in the mail.
Thanks for calling the marketplace. You have a wonderful day.
So your application is submitted. How does that feel?
I hope it goes through. Yes, I need insurance, though.
Back out at the enrollment fair, Liz says she has insurance through work, but her position at UW-Madison ends next month.
I know that I don't qualify for Badger Care or anything like that, but I'm just interested in what their options are with the Affordable Care Act.
Are you helping to support a family?
Yes, I have a 3-year-old daughter. She has hydrocephalus and was born 3 months prematurely, so she still has disabilities and things she has to deal with. So I'm just trying to make sure that she does not lack in coverage, and hopefully myself too, but her primarily.
Liz is waiting for her name to be called to meet with a healthcare marketplace counselor. While she waits, she has a bit of good luck.
Ticket number 417126.
Liz wins a free 1-year pass to Betty Brin Children's Museum.
Everybody give it up for Liz!
people like her have until December 15th to sign up for a health care plan on the exchange and pay a premium in order for insurance to kick in come January. I'm Erin Toner, 89.7 WUWM.